What happened to the giant flower you had growing in your head?
It doesn't fit with the headphones.
Oh. It was very pretty. Is that the new style now with
I don't know.
Flowers? Whatever that is?
Instead of big hair, you have big flowers. I don't know.
But you like it.
I like flowers.
You like the kind of flower pot.
I do.
What was that? There was a book like that, like Flossie McGrew or something like that. It had a flower growing out of her head.
I don't remember that.
No?
That may have been before me.
I don't think so. It might have been. Who knows? All right. Well, we're back. How long has it been since we did one of these?
About a week and a half.
Okay, so
a week.
Oh, we got to be more timely.
I don't know.
Maybe sometimes when I'm gone, you should just have to sit down and do one by yourself.
How is it a wrinkled sheet if I'm by myself?
It's a wrinkled sheet.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What is it? Sleeping single in a double bed?
Sleeping single in a double bed. Ooh.
That could be the title of my podcast when you're out of town.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to do things like that. I was looking at...
Do things like what?
Like, sleeping single in a double bed. Ooh.
Like sing?
Yeah. Did you see the thing we got from Spreaker?
No, are we in trouble?
No, it's because remember, Spreaker says that they'll put their stuff up on iHeartRadio for you.
I don't believe them.
Well, part of what this letter is that you shouldn't have any kind of copyrighted material.
Oh, like the intro and outro of my Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine?
And of my Remasculate. And,
oops.
And they say, but so many people do that. I mean, you know, I know it's bits and pieces and copyrighted things. And like that whole intro of mine was done at the radio station when I worked there. So I don't know what the, because I know they pay fees at the radio station, so I don't know what the deal is, but maybe we should
take that out for the Spreaker upload?
Yeah, just start doing that for that. I don't know. What do you
think? Or even take out the music completely.
Who knows? So
you asked me, carry on.
Made me think about it because you were, you know, we need a song for wrinkled sheets, and
that's why we should write our own.
We have guitars
upstairs.
We'll just have to make.
Do you know
something.
How to use them?
Yes, I'll just make up some kind of intro song for wrinkled sheets that you like. So,
good luck. We'll see you in 6 months.
Thank you. So I'm a little tired. I'm exhausted.
You've had a rough week.
I've had a rough week. But today was bad. I cut the grass, and I hate...
Manly labor.
Well, some of it I don't mind. But for
what don't
reason,
you mind? Wait. What manual labor do you not mind?
Huh? Fishing?
That's not manual labor. That's
what
people that do manual labor do to relax.
Oh, okay.
Is manly to go fishing.
I don't really know. I like the yard when it's done. I like to see it that, you know, I've done that and it's all good. But cutting the grass is not like high on
You wait like a month and it gets pretty high.
Yeah.
Like our butterfly, which is a toy poodle, gets lost.
She jumps in the grass. So
it's
I go
like
out,
you see her, you don't.
I go out there to do it today and starting the lawnmower about killed me. It was just... 25, 35 pulls. Seriously.
So you got your cardio and weights in all at the same time.
And I'm sweating. I'm like dripping sweat. It's 97 degrees. I'm like, this is why you have kids. This is the reason.
And then they move out and you have to pay someone.
Well, then that's why you pay
someone. $25 a pop to get someone to do your
lawn? And our yard is about the size of a postage stamp.
It is.
And it only takes me 30-40 minutes to do it, but it's still the whole
process
and I hate it. It's just but when it's done I go, that looks pretty good. I'm very happy, but now I may have a heart attack. I better lay in the hammock.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, if you want to do some manly labor, you could like extend the deck down to the bottom and make it like hangout material, because right now it's just rocks.
It's not a hangout kind of thing? Go down
to
the
hammock? I hate walking on rocks.
I do too, really.
It twists my ankle almost every time.
I put on my shoes earlier to go across the rocks to put bird seed in the feeder.
Yeah.
Because I could have gone in my bare feet to do it, but I thought, where's my shoes? I don't want to walk on the rocks to go put.
Right. When you're out of town, I have to feed the fish in the little pond in our backyard. So obviously our backyard's bigger than a postage stamp. But I have to wear my shoes and come on, dogs. Put on your shoes. Maybe that's why butterflies.
We sound whiny today. Are we whiny? Are we being whiny?
No, I just thought maybe we are whining.
Okay. Because some people would be like, I wish I had a house. I wish I had a place to live. I wish I had outside. I'd live in a box on the side of the highway. But those people probably aren't listening to this podcast.
I was just
going to
say, how are they listening? Are they at the public library? If so, let
us
know.
They got an Obama phone and they're listening on the internet.
Are the Obama phones smartphones?
I don't know. Probably.
You can't throw stuff out without having knowledge. Because you know me. I'm like, huh? Girl questions.
I'm thinking the Obama phone does. Because I can't.
A smartphone.
Because even if you gave out a free phone and it was not a good phone, there'd be a backlash about how you didn't give out good phones.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I always hate, my parents were bad about that. Like, we get, like, food given to us, and they're like, well, why'd they give us, like, hamburger and not steak?
Because.
It was ridiculous.
Because you're poor, be glad you got what you
right,
got.
Right, right. And that is why I'm thankful for everything I have now.
And that's why our refrigerator is just packed beyond, just packed.
I am on a diet that requires some preparation on all my meals. It's not that, you know, and I'm guilty. We've talked about this. Going and buying processed food. Going to Taco Bell.
I know, but now you're on this new healthy diet. We can't talk much about it.
No.
I will skim over just by saying you're doing a new healthier diet that you have to actually make everything.
Right.
You are
and
making.
And it's all fresh.
And it's all fresh. And that's why
and
I've never seen
diet.
So much stuff in this house.
The refrigerator
is packed.
You got
to chop this up and you got to add that. And there's some fresh cilantro.
Right.
And that goes in with the fresh. Wow. I'm living in a restaurant.
Except you don't want any part of it.
Except, yeah, you're eating a lot
vegetables.
Of vegetables.
And that's how I am with, I don't like fruits. Like, I bought raspberries and blackberries, but.
I ate some of your raspberries today. They
carry
were,
on with
delicious.
Your bad self.
Oh, you don't like them? Because I love
no,
them.
No, I will eat them, but if I run out, I won't be sad.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, no, that makes total sense. So.
Yeah. So our refrigerator is full again.
And I went to Target today.
Target to buy more food.
Well, you wanted saline solution.
I am not going to get into that, but you should be thankful if you don't. If you remember when we first started dating and I started living with dogs.
Talk like this? Like,
yeah, I had never lived with dogs, and the dog hair, in addition to the cat hair, I think affected my sinuses. So. Because of the saline, I now do not get sick 5 times a year.
Okay, so I went over to
anyway.
Went over to Target, and Target has now completely changed. I'm still a Target fan. I'm always going to be a Target fan because
you can say Target.
Yeah, and you can't say Walmart. Target they've redone everything. All the frozen
really?
Food that I like, you know, I was going to. I thought I'll go over and get me a. There's a frozen Indian dish, you know, like a.
I bet
microwave.
They have it at Walmart.
They might. But it was gone. So I started looking around. They've got whole aisles now have changed of their frozen food. It's all like this new healthy, kind of gluten-free, it's low sodium. It's kind of like Target looked like they were taking on Whole Foods as far as, and it was all these name brands of things I've never heard of before. You ever heard of Evol? It looks like the word love backwards, but it's Evol. And it's all like healthy eating. And then there was some other brands that I'm like, I don't recognize this.
And the prices have doubled?
Yeah, it's like $4 and $5 for just a single meal. You know, I'm like, I don't really want to be a Walmart kind of person. But
so you'll send me because I will go with no problem.
You'll throw on sweatpants. And
be like, babe, I'm leaving the house in sweatpants. Guess where I'm going?
That's what you did the other day.
I know.
I'm going to the Walmart looking like this. I go, that's the only way you can go to Walmart is looking like that.
No, I had some bling on my sweatpants and on my hat.
That's still the only way you can go.
But it was better than, like, the gray
sweatpants.
It wasn't
Ed Hardy. I got to give you that.
Is Ed Hardy good or bad?
Ed Hardy's bad.
Oh,
Ed Hardy's okay. bad.
I thought he was good at one
it
time.
It was good, very good at one time, but now it's kind of come down the
Now it's like
it used to be you had to go to the store, like fancy stores like Macy's, and get expensive Ed Hardy, and then it kind of like okay
now
more and more
Ross.
Hero, and now it's at Ross, and then people go, oh, I'm not buying it at Macy's because I can get it at Ross.
Is it bad that I bought my Betsy Johnson stuff?
Oh,
at
no,
Ross?
no.
So Betsy Johnson from Ross is good, but Ed Hardy from Ross is bad.
Right, that trend is over. Betsy Johnson is coming back.
Oh my
you
gosh,
you have to follow the cycle.
Do you follow her on Twitter?
No.
And you probably don't want to, but she posts stuff every day of like clothes that are coming out that she's made, and oh, she's got some cute stuff.
Yeah,
but it's all very much out of my price range.
And I don't want to. This sounds so like so high, doesn't it? I love Betsy Johnson, but I do like her stuff. I've always liked it back in the '80s.
You introduced me to Betsy Johnson. Mm-hmm. I didn't know
it's always bright colors and fun and funky.
Before her stores closed, I remember you taking me into the store in LA.
It was very.
And I was like, wow, this is nice.
Yeah.
Wow, this is expensive.
Yeah.
And then when I found it at Ross, I didn't know her stores had closed. And I was like, does this mean she's out? And you were like, I don't think so. But she's now teamed up with Steve Madden. If you watch her reality show, you know that. Yes. And she's making a resurgence.
So it's all good.
It is.
So anyway, Target. We were talking about Target. They've redone. And if Target has redone in your area, I would like to know. What I'm actually excited about, too, is that Trader Joe's is coming to Denver.
You've said that for like the last year.
I know, but they are coming. Where? I got you the article. I read you the article. They've broke ground on two locations here in Denver and one in Boulder.
And explain what Trader Joe's is for those like me that didn't know.
Trader Joe's is like Whole Foods, only better and more affordable. That's what it is.
Oh, nice. And is it going to be close? Because we don't have a close Whole Foods.
No, one of them will be over by I think it's Colorado Boulevard, which people listening won't know, but it's going to be close enough to us. And
Whole Foods is closer than that.
Yeah. Well, it's still better. You will enjoy it.
Okay. I'm excited. I'll let you take me for my first
experience. Sorry, I just went off on this little rant about Target, but I went in there today and I was lost, but in a good way.
Do you know if the cosmetic aisle changed?
I don't know. It looked like some other stuff had been.
Because that's all
around.
I buy from Target. Like, I get some cosmetics from there. That's where I get my Elf brand cosmetics.
Well, that's
eyes, lips, and face.
That's how they get you, apparently. Not at Target, but just in general. Because you go to Walmart for some things.
And then
you go to Target for the other
things.
That
is why I had to send you for saline. Because I went to Walmart 3 freaking times this last weekend. But they don't carry the saline that I need. Target is the only
place.
And
then once you get in Target goes.
Yes. Then I buy puffed goldfish and extra cool eyeliner because they talked about it on YouTube.
Yeah. So what things do you want to talk about this week on the podcasty thing you were doing?
Well, what are you drinking?
Here I am complaining about dying from cutting the grass and I'm sweating my ass off. And I'm having a cup of coffee. I am drinking.
And it's not iced coffee.
It is not iced coffee.
Do you like iced coffee?
I love iced coffee.
Well, have you seen the trick where you put the coffee in the ice cube trays, throw it in the freezer?
Mm-hmm. When it melts, it doesn't water down your coffee? Yeah.
You should be doing that.
I should. Especially bought some packets for making iced coffee. It's supposed to be just cold water and you put this powdered iced coffee, but I haven't done it yet. I just noticed them when I was putting my sugar in the raw way. Like, oh, I bought those a while back. I should make. Do you ever do stuff like that?
Yes.
Like you buy it and then go, oh, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that with makeup a lot lately. Well, you found this article and then you shared it with me. The coffee.
Well, I found it and I didn't. So it was 28 ways, isn't it? What's it? 28?
Yeah, 28 signs that you're addicted to coffee and really don't care. So first of all, when did you start drinking coffee?
I started drinking coffee probably really, really young because my grandfather was a big coffee drinker and I was only allowed to have special coffee. That was what it was called, special coffee.
Was it decaf?
No, it was mostly milk. It was because he would make it when I was little.
How old?
Oh,
just guess.
5, 6.
Holy cow. I thought coffee was supposed to stunt your growth.
Yeah, apparently not. But
you could have been 6'5".
I could have been. Maybe it did stuff.
Your dad is much taller than you.
But it wasn't really coffee. Like I said, it was milk. Right. And then I would watch him pour coffee into it with a little vanilla flavoring, a little bit of vanilla flavoring.
So he's who we have to blame. Because the first one says you started drinking coffee younger than most.
Ah, there you go.
Yep. And when was the last time you skipped a day, like no coffee for a day?
I can't think of any. I can't. Because basically, I live for coffee. Even when I was out on the cruise ships working, that was one of the reasons I actually got out of my room
to walk
all the way down the ship to go down and get coffee and go back to my room.
When you're out of town, the first thing, good morning, coffee time. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I
usually
live
it's like good morning pee time for me. But you, I'd rather go get coffee.
Then
I'll pee.
You know what's good is it's not pee time. Good morning. That's right. That's when it's bad. That's old people do that. Oh, I'm wet. I guess I should get up.
So without coffee, your life feels worthless.
Yeah.
And so you could definitely assign, yeah. How much money do you think you've paid Starbucks?
I was thinking about this not long ago when I went over to get the new pumpkin spice latte, which is out. So millions of white women, two gay black men, and an Asian tourist and I are very excited. I don't know. I was thinking probably it's got to be in the thousands, which is horrible to say because there's people out there living in a box.
And the next sign says you've given the mermaid thousands of dollars. One, I didn't know that was a mermaid on there.
You didn't? That's what Starbucks is.
That's
what Starbucks is, the mermaid from...
I didn't know that. From what?
I think it's Moby Dick, the book Moby Dick.
See, I had no idea because I'm not a big coffee person. Mm-hmm. You almost feel bad for places that give you punch cards. Like McDonald's has a coffee punch card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever used that?
Oh.
And you know you're going to like whip through it and...
Yeah, I use it over at what's the coffee shop here?
The one that you, did you almost say Pearland?
I almost said Pearland. Parker, Kanjani's or whatever it is? They give me a punch card. So every once in a while, I will just go through there because I know, well, one more punch and I get a free coffee. Yay!
Do you feel that coffee is just like a hug in a cup?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do. That's
so when you wake up, okay, I can attest to this. On the weekends, like, you'll wake up and disappear. And I'll be still asleep, but then I wake up because I know you're not there subconsciously. Uh-huh. And I have no sign. Like, you could wake up, roll over, cuddle with me, maybe kiss me a little bit.
No, because then that wakes you up.
I'm going to wake up anyway. I've tried to tell you this. You leave, I'm going to wake up. But no, the first thing you want to hug is your coffee cup. Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
Because it helps me wake up. It's my... Maybe it's become my best friend because of living out on the road, too. It's like, I wake up, I get a cup of coffee, I feel human. Is that possible?
And this next one, I'm going to change it a little bit, but you consider instant coffee a survival, piece of survival gear.
Yeah, because I keep it instant coffee little packets in my suitcase at all times.
Mm-hmm. The next one, your barista is concerned about your caffeine intake. Have you ever gotten a note like, take a nap, you crazy weirdo, on your cup?
No, I have not.
That's good. That's because you switch coffee places.
True. I like to, and I'm finding Starbucks is not my favorite, like, of coffee. I do like them, but I'm starting to get more and more into the mom and pop neighborhood kind of coffee shops.
Because
I feel like they kind of make coffee. They create coffee other than Starbucks being the mm-hmm. straight across the board, this is the way we do it, that's the McDonald's of coffee. You know, like mm-hmm. You watch these guys at the mom and pop store, they've got the coffee beans, it's not the same
Keurig
machine, you know. Yeah. So I kind of like that.
Speaking of Keurig, we don't own one. How can you be a coffee lover and not own a Keurig?
Because it costs money. And I already own two of those pod coffee pots.
But those are so out.
I know. And it's used to could find the pods everywhere. And now I can hardly ever find the flavored pods.
This next one.
What?
You drop everything that you're doing when you hear that the PSL is available. What does PSL stand for?
Pumpkin spice latte. What did I do yesterday? What did I tell you? I said I heard the commercial on the radio.
And you ran. Wow.
A pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is awesome. Because yesterday was the first day it was out, right?
That I don't know. First day I heard the commercial.
It was the first day I heard anything about it being out, and it was not from you.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. You'd rather be late to work or to an appointment than miss your morning caffeine fix.
Yes.
How many times were you late to work when you had a morning job because of coffee?
Rarely ever, because it was Starbucks right by the radio station.
The only thing better than one piece of foam art is two pieces of foam art. You love your foam art.
I do.
Like, you'll come out.
I do.
Look at me. Look
at the little heart they did on top. Look at the palm leaves on
Steve
top.
Steve McGraw on Instagram.
When we went to Hawaii, remember I took you to the mm-hmm. place? I go, I love the way they do the coffee here. The little,
but they didn't do it as great.
And they didn't.
And I think it was just because my bad juju.
Could Could have been.
You get both hot and iced coffee for yourself at the same time. Tell me you've never done that.
No, never done that. Okay.
That's a crazy. Crazy. Ugh. Sometimes you feel it necessary to perk up your coffee with an energy drink. Have you poured Red Bull into your coffee?
I've never done that, ever.
I bet that would taste disgusting.
I bet it would, but I bet it might give you a caffeine buzz. I think it might make you poop. I do. That much kind of, you get that much caffeine and then poop. This is delicious.
I think I found out why you never wear white.
I'd know.
Because of coffee.
Because I might snort.
No, because of coffee.
Oh.
Coffee stains.
Yeah, drips or something on your shirt and ever.
Do you ever pop dark chocolate espresso beans instead of Tic Tacs?
No.
You're not a Tic Tac person.
Next.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
You don't have to wonder what you'd look like with a little white mustache.
No, because I know. You've seen me with a foam mustache.
Instagram. Your friends are considering an intervention, and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You find creative ways to discourage people from brewing with decaf, but you do half calf.
Yeah, I almost always do half calf in the morning.
Your version of a single serving of coffee is 24 ounces.
Yes.
I buy them small coffee cups.
Well, that's one of the things I noticed when I went over to work in the Mediterranean, the Rome thing, as we're dropping the stuff, is that all the coffee shops that I went to over there, great coffee, all serve small sizes. They're smaller cups or the espresso cups, just the tiny cups.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's us, the Americans, that are doing the,
we supersize.
I need a venti barrel of coffee.
We supersize every damn thing we can here.
And everything over there was like, you know, like it was $1.50 of what in their money, you know, or two, mm-hmm. compared to the, that's $4.50.
It's because you're not getting as much.
Well, and I think you could do more. I mean, I enjoyed sitting there like, maybe I'll have another one, you know, another cup. I still spent $3 or $4, but I didn't feel like I'm walking away with this giant gut-eating caffeine sugar thingy that I love so much.
And no matter how much coffee you have, you just want more.
Yes.
And more.
More. And more.
And more.
And more.
And that's the end of the
list. Was all 28?
I skipped a couple because they were just pictures.
Well, that's probably good because we're at 22 minutes. That almost took up the entire podcast.
I'm sorry if I bored you
guys. No, that's great.
So speaking of, we're happy in our relationship. That's why we still sit down and talk to each other
exactly.
on this podcast. But George Zimmerman and his wife are not.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. I saw that pop up earlier when I turned on the computer to record this.
Did you just burp on the microphone?
Yeah, I did. I was going to turn my head, and I thought, what the hell? I'll just treat it like Big Brother.
This isn't remastered.
I've been watching Celebrity Big, you know, the UK version. They burp and fart constantly on the screen. I mean, like, constant. The other day,
but what about the Americans?
Do you see it as much in the American show?
No, you never see it.
They edit
a lot more.
Right, but they were just the other day, they're standing, you know how they all stand out in the garden and talk on Big mm-hmm. Brother, even the American, they're standing around, and a couple of the girls just lean over, and nobody even says a word like...
Even the blonde Barbie?
No, I haven't seen her do it yet, but the Geordie girl and one of the actress.
Wow.
And a couple of the guys do it like all the time. And the other day they were talking, like having a conversation, and... Louis, the gay guy,
mm-hmm.
they write them like he's having a big conversation. Oh. Right, and this keeps on going, just like writing like, and nobody says, "Hey, dude, excuse you" or anything. It's like they just sort of
kind of rude.
Accept it.
Would you like it to be like that?
I don't know.
Do you want me to walk around the house and just and
not as much as you do?
I don't do that.
Okay, so back to the Zimmerman and his old lady getting a divorce.
So I guess they're getting a divorce. And the thing that kind of pisses me off is a chunk of the money that was raised for his legal defense is now going to his ex-wife. About $4,300 a month in living expenses will be going to her from the Zimmerman Legal Defense Fund.
Dang, how much money did he get?
I don't know. I would love to know that, too. Yeah.
I could live off that.
Okay, he won almost 2 months ago, and the site raised more than $300,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
He may still owe money to his lawyers, but the case is over, and it's a little weird that $4,300 a month is still going to his ex-wife.
Does it say why they have decided to call it quits?
No.
Why she stood by him until it was all over? And
they separated August 13th, so that was like a month or two after.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's pretty stressful to live with the guy that half of America hates.
That's true. Can
you
imagine?
You know, you have to be in hiding constantly. Can he ever have a real job again?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't know.
Without some crazy loon coming in and trying to kill him?
Snipe him?
Yeah. Because if you have a job, you have a schedule. You're going to be there on time or at the same time every day. And that's easy to track down. Not that I'm a sniper.
True. True. Well, they'll be back into the dating world.
That's weird. Who's going to date George Zimmerman?
Somebody off Match.com or
eHarmony.
eHarmony.
Plenty of Fish. We talked about Plenty of Fish on here.
Yeah. I still think Walmart should do their dating site. There should be a Walmart dating site.
Don't you have that thrown out there, that idea?
Yeah, it's in my act. I do that thing in my act. It was love at first sight. As soon as my one good eye focused on her, I knew she was the one.
You know what I miss now that I'm eating healthy?
What?
Chicken nuggets.
Oh.
With sweet and sour sauce.
Oh. Real chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
Not like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yes, oh, McDonald's.
Okay. Oh.
And you found an article. Our chicken nuggets
may soon
be made in China because the USDA has lifted a ban, giving four Chinese poultry processors the go-ahead to start shipping processed chicken to the U.S., although the chickens will be killed in America, no USDA inspectors will be at the processing plants in China. Imagine.
So we're going to kill them here, ship the meat over there, or they're going to raise the chickens and then we're going to kill them here.
Yeah,
so
we don't
know
what
they feed them or what they inject them with or any of that.
You know how Tyson has been under fire forever?
Yeah, my chicken been killed and wrong Tyson. That's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, this is Mike Tyson's chicken. My chicken, I batter my chicken. I battered by the head and the shoulders. It's been beaten senseless, and you will love my chicken.
I grew up close to a Tyson chicken plant.
How'd it smell?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. But as a kid, you drive by and you're like, oh, the chickens. You don't think they're in boxes and they're being raised to be killed so I can eat them.
Right.
Unless you're one of those kids.
Are you one of those people that bugs you that if you see the stuff before you eat it?
No.
Because there's, people like, oh, how can
you...
I
had cows in my backyard at my grandma's house, and then we'd have steak a year later.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, the people that are like, oh, I can't see the lobster. You know, I can't pick one out of a tank, or I can't see... Or I don't want to see a pig and know that it's bacon.
You just
don't
overthink it. People overthink it. God gave us these animals to eat.
Mm-hmm. Dogs.
Not dogs. Those are to love.
Is that a cult? See, it's a cultural thing.
It is.
It's a cultural thing.
I've wanted a teacup pig.
Uh-huh.
And if I got a teacup pig, I would not want to slaughter it because it would be a pet.
And would you stop eating bacon because you know that's where it
came from?
I would
eat other people's teacup pigs.
Okay. As long as we get that straight.
Yes.
But haven't you ever wondered what something else tastes like, though? Have you ever just thought, I wonder what butterfly would be?
Everything tastes like chicken unless it's pork. Or beef.
And they always just say, it's gamey. Something's gamey.
Yeah.
It's gamey.
Yeah.
Or it's either gamey or it tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go hunting this year?
I don't know. I'd like to. I would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
You could not kill a Bambi.
No, I can't. I shot one deer when I was a kid, and I cried, and I never did it again.
I would love some venison meat. You need to befriend some hunters.
We've got some friends that are hunters, and we got some listeners on here I know that listen.
Let us know what you're going to charge for some venison.
Yeah, if your refrigerator is too small and you need some people to, eat it for you.
Or venison jerky. Oh, I love venison jerky. Mm.
There's some jerky here at the Denver airport. Have you noticed? It's called Climax. Climax jerky. That sounds, almost sounds nasty,
sexual.
Doesn't it? You want a little Climax jerky?
A little sexual with your meat stick.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
We're going camping this weekend. Maybe we'll pick up some kangaroo sticks.
Do they have kangaroos?
Yeah. Their beef jerky station.
Oh, that place that we drive by on the way there.
The general store in St. Elmo.
Well, that too. But there's that jerky place that we drive past on 285.
Okay.
That we never stop. It just always says, beef jerky.
Maybe we should stop this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a plan. It's our last camping adventure of the summer. Thank God.
Because you're ready for it to be cold. You are. No. You love it when it's cold.
I do not.
I'm amazed that you're one of those people that, like, I'm living for the snow. I can't wait. You've already started putting your summer stuff away. It's weird.
It's total opposite. Like, I'm so sad. My coworker today was like, have you noticed it's getting colder in the morning? I'm like, no, it's not. I monitor every morning when I get in my car what the temperature is. When it starts dropping, I start crying.
Was it not colder this morning?
No, it was 69. Speaking of sexual.
Climax jerky.
It's been around 70 every morning for like the last month.
But when I woke up this morning, it looked like winter. Do you ever look at out the window and think, oh, it looks wintry today?
Did so
there's something about the color of the sky or the, you know, it's kind of that little bit of gray thing to it. So I even woke up this morning thinking, oh, it looks a little chilly this morning.
But it wasn't.
Because you monitor it.
I do, because I'm sad. Monitor. I don't want it to get cold. I like it warm. If you wanted to move south, I'd be okay with that.
I wouldn't move south. I'd have to go. The only other place would be Vegas or Hawaii. I was thinking about this the other day, especially since I've been working Vegas more. I would do Vegas if I had to, or Hawaii, because I just, as you, we all know, absolutely love that there. Love that.
My coworker went there this week on her own, by herself.
Is she back?
No. She's there now.
Have you gotten anything from her saying it's lovely, we love it?
We're not close friends. She just works in the same building. And she goes on vacations by herself. And this is the second time she's gone to Hawaii. And she said that she likes to go by herself because she can meet the locals and get like the inside
experience. She goes all by
herself. Yep.
I don't want to say that's weird, but that's weird.
She's not going to listen to this. So, yeah.
But
If I were single like her and I could afford to go on trips like that, I probably would.
Yeah, I might too.
But I don't want to be single.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Yes.
Because there's dating sites. What's the one?
Are you saying you want to ditch me for a dating site?
No, I'm just bringing up this because I sent you another story about a dating site.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because we're starting to get to the end of the thing here, so we might as well hit the last story.
You think people are bored with us?
Oh, they've been bored with us.
Forever.
About the second or third podcast we did.
Oh. Okay, we're all enlightened modem men and women here.
Wait, one more time?
We are all enlightened modem.
Wait, not so loud. Okay.
We are all enlightened modem men and women here.
Perfect.
But there are some dating rules that refuse to die. And the idea that men should pay for dinner, drinks, and what have you seems to be one of them. That can occasionally cause some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point. A Mr. Kishmore Nimala.
I'm glad you had to read the story. That's why I sent it to you.
Was on a date with Miss Fakara.
What?
Sultana in London.
What was her name?
Miss Santana. Sultana. And after buying two rounds of drinks, Mr. Dude apparently insisted that Mrs. Dudette should well contribute.
Uh-huh.
So the chick demurred, which her date didn't like very much. He followed her as she walked to the train station, seized her white BlackBerry smartphone, who has a BlackBerry anymore, and ran off down the street. According to court documents, the dude was motivated by spite and wanted to cause the chick maximum inconvenience.
That's quote marks. Put quote marks on that, right?
And they say chivalry is dead.
So here's my question with that. She didn't want to split the bill, so he wants to cause her maximum
inconvenience.
But she knows who it is.
Right.
They went on a date, so he knows. And they met on that site at the bottom of the story.
I'm about to tell. Yeah. Okay. So this article is assuming that Zoosk, the dating site that hooked them up, won't be using this one as one of its success stories.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Zoosk.
They do advertise it on TV all the time. You've never seen that?
I guess because I'm happy in love, I don't pay attention to dating.
That's good.
Website commercials.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's where they always show, like, the girl, like, about to look at a guy's picture, and then it shows him, like, being dreamy, and then they knock over the couch and catch something on fire, and then she goes, well, maybe I should go with this other guy. You ever seen that?
No.
In this commercial? Yeah. So, but I just, when I saw that, look, is it okay to split the bill? I think maybe that's what I was going to get to.
I don't think the first date.
When is a split the bill kind of thing?
Maybe like a third or fourth
Okay, so he was wrong to start with. That's what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Don't you think? What do you think as a dude? Maybe I'm being a chick and I'm being chick.
No, I think you're right. I don't think you do it on a first date unless that's the way it was set up. Like,
right.
Hey, do you want to go Dutch to
a... But then it's not really
a
date.
And why do they call it Dutch? Are they cheap bastards?
I don't know. That's a Google.
Google bitches. Want to go Dutch? Want they?
Double Dutch?
Because
yeah,
I guess because if you say if you want to go Jewish, that'd be very derogatory.
That would be.
They just said, hey.
So Dutch is okay?
I guess so. I guess
I
you can
understand.
Slam the Dutch.
But not the Jews.
I don't know. We're not slamming the Jews. Let's back up. Let's backpedal. Hold on. So
we're not slamming anybody.
I know. We're making a joke here.
Yeah.
But I've never understood that.
No.
So what was the worst? We'll wrap it up on this. But mm-hmm. What would you say? Did you ever have a date that was like this? That was that bad? Like, okay, it ended where nothing was stolen, but just went bad.
I think the worst date I ever went on, he ended up drag racing in the middle of the date. Like, he took me to where I guess they drag race, and he is used to.
And you were in the car.
I was in the car, and I'm scared to freaking death as a 19-year-old. College student, I'm like, I'm gonna die.
You weren't all excited like in the movies? Yeah, come on, we can do it. Hit the turbo button.
My sense of adventure is very minimal. Yay. No.
Did you cry?
It was horrible. I did when I got home, and I never called him again. What about you? Worst date for you?
The end. Huh?
What was the worst date for you?
I can't remember. I'm serious, I can't.
No. Come on, you can change the names to protect the
innocent. No, I can't think of any bad dates. I know that there were dates.
You've never ever had a bad date?
Not that I can think of. That's what I'm saying. I can't.
Aren't you freaking special?
Yes, I know.
You just don't.
I'm sure there was bad dates, and I'm sure there's people that are like, oh, I'm never calling them back. But I think the only time for me that was a period of weirdness was right after I got my last divorce and did the Match.com thing.
You did that?
Yeah, for just a very, very, very short period of time. Very short period of time, because everybody freaking lied. Everybody. everybody freaking lied.
About what?
Just anything. The picture was 10 years old, or the picture was like, you know, and as we know now how you can like turn your head a certain way,
uh-huh.
And you light it, and your nose doesn't look like an eagle's beak, and, you know, just there's all this kind of...
You are so superficial.
Oh, I mean, I guess I was at the time, but I'm just saying there was like everything was not like what you expected. It's kind of like.
So how many bad Match.com dates did you go on?
Oh, probably three or four before I just. You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm just not. And it wasn't even dates. I never went on dates because I didn't want to get trapped. I was like, I'll meet you at the coffee shop, or I'll, you know, whatever.
Meet you for coffee. That's always a good first.
Yeah. And it would be like, okay, well, it's good seeing you. Good. Woo-hoo-hoo. Dodged a bullet.
How did you avoid them in the future?
You just said, hey, great meeting you. Didn't, you know, good luck with your, you kind of put it off on them. Good luck with your search. You word it the way like.
Dang. And with your celebrity status, did that cause some problems?
Well, I didn't use that. It wasn't like.
But you were in Denver.
Yeah,
so they meet you, and they're like,
oh, I know that.
Mudflap.
Yeah.
Weird.
Who knew you were a loser?
Wow.
No,
you
I'm
just
not.
Called everyone?
No, I'm saying me. That's because I'm like a Match.com. And
but they're on it, too.
Right. So who knows? All right. Well, let's wrap up our little thing here, because we are at 38 minutes. We've gone longer than we normally do. So you want to tell people how to get in touch with you? Or
PinkBarb27.
What is it?
PinkBarb27. PinkBarb27. That's on Twitter, Facebook, and Yahoo.
You made it easy. All right. And you can just Google me and put in Steve McGrew, and it'll be on Twitter and all kind of stuff. And you'll find video clips of the act.
Yes.
Yeah, video clips. And if you find me coming to your town, come see a show. So, we're done, I guess. Thanks for you want to wrap this up?
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week before you go to Rome again.
Oh,
I miss you.
I'll send you pictures.
Gone. Yeah.
And I'll try to do maybe we could do a Skype podcast.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Make it happen, Mr. Techno.
We'll figure it out. Before I leave, I'll figure it out. All right. See you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.